بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We were discussing and reading from the kitab of Hazrat Arif Billah Rana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah about the four actions to acquire the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first two we have covered already. Just to recap, is to keep a beard to the extent of one fist in length. And the second action was to keep the ankles exposed. That is, not to cover the ankles with the trouser hands, except for any garment from above. The third action is to protect the gaze. Protecting the gaze is one of the actions. In Mawlana's, Rahimahullah's experience, that these actions are the common ailment today, spiritual ailments. And because they are so difficult on the nafs, if a person concentrates on these and gets these in order, then inshallah, this is the road to a person's friendship and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being open. So, amongst the harms of the gazes is this, that a person, when it comes to his dunya also, then he is not content, he is not satisfied, he is not grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with, his halal wife. And this leads to, sometimes we don't understand, but there is a great link between sin and a person's life. Sometimes a person experiences some difficulty, some problem. It's not the only reason. There are other reasons as well. But one of the major reasons is because a person is involved in some guna, some sin. We find this in the theme of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. A person doesn't pay zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds the rains. Likewise, other sins as well. So when it comes to the gaze, sometimes a person should introspect and look that he's going through some difficulty. We're not there to judge anyone else. Each one to look in his own life. A lot of the times it comes to a person committing some sin, some guna, some sin in his life. This is why it's resulting in problems. And especially when it comes to a person's marriage, if a person's gaze is not taken care of, not looked after, then this leads to major problems in a person's marriage. So Islam, on one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to abstain from zina. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that, commands us separately to lower our gaze. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts the problem from the root. Allah says in one verse, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina, do not go near zina. And one of the reasons a person will go towards zina is because he's not looking after his gaze. So in a separate verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. And this command is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the males and females separately. Normally, in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders or commands us to do something, then in Arabic, the male gender is generally used. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, that establish your salah. This, the address is to the males, but in the Arabic language, the females are also included. But to highlight the importance of this command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the males separately and the females separately. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, tell the believing males to lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and protect their chastity. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that tell the believing women, the believing females, to lower their gaze, يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظُنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ, they should lower their gaze and they should protect their chastity. So as was mentioned just now, that there's a great link between a person looking after his gaze and a person protecting his chastity. Then, when it comes to the gaze also, one is a person's problems in dunya, but more than that, a person, Allah protect us, but there are not one, not two, many incidents where a person wasn't careful in looking after his gaze, it resulted in eventually losing his iman. There's a famous incident, Imam Qurtubi, rahimahullah, mentions this, that there was a muadhin who used to call out the adhan. He was very particular about his salah, ibadat, nafil, etc. And one day, whilst climbing up, in those days they used to give the azan from high place, he was climbing up the minaret, going to give the azan. He wasn't careful with regard to his gaze. His gaze fell upon some woman, and then eventually he came down, he went up to her, and he said that he wants to fulfill his desires with her. Then she told him that, I am a Christian, my father will never allow this. So he asked her, should I become a Christian? Imagine all these years of azan, ibadat, salah, washed down the drain just because of not looking after their gaze. So eventually he became a Christian in order to marry this woman. And he's barely a few moments later, he was climbing up in that time some roof of some of the house or whatever it was, and eventually he fell down. He became a Christian, he fell down, he lost his life in that. He became a Christian, he lost his dunya also, he didn't marry that woman also, and also he lost his akhirat. So Allah protect us. It's not a small issue, it's not a small thing. And especially in our times, in our environment, where this has been advertised in every way, any advertisement, and wherever we go, where a person is opening his phone, a person, all these things, this come up to all the time. So a person should be very wary, a person should be very cautious to protect the gaze. Hazrat Rahimullah mentions, in this time and age, there is great neglect in this regard. Many people do not even regard casting of lustful glances as a sin. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the command of protecting the gaze in the Quran Sharif. Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the believers that they should lower their gazes. This refers to not looking at non-mahram woman, a woman whom one is not permitted to marry. Likewise, they should not gaze at beardless youth. In fact, even if a youngster's beard has grown to some extent, but one still finds the heart somewhat inclined towards him, then to look at him is haram. The crux of the matter is that any such face which one derives haram pleasure from gazing at, it is haram to look at such a face. The protection of the gaze is such an important aspect that Allah Ta'ala has separately commanded the woman to also guard their gazes. The verse was mentioned just now. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغْضُضُ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. And say to the believing woman that they should lower their gazes. So one who casts lustful glances and is indulging in fornication cannot even dream of becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless he sincerely repents from his evil. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرَ وَالْمَنْظُورَ إِلَيْهِ. May the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the one who casts lustful glances as well as the one who emerges in such a manner that a lustful glance or that lustful glances are cast at her. So this is a very major sin, and it is one of those sins that a person, with regard to other sins, when it comes to other sins, a person sometimes he realizes that what I'm doing is wrong. But this sin of not looking after the gaze is such that it affects a person's ibadat also. If a person, Allah protect, but he looks at something haram and then he enters the masjid, what thoughts will come in that person's mind when he's performing his salah, when he's performing his sajda? In fact, Rasulullah ﷺ cursed the person who does this action of not looking after the gaze. If a pious person has to curse us, some wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to curse us, how we worried we're going to get. Rasulullah ﷺ is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest wali is Rasulullah ﷺ. He cursed the person who does not look after his gaze. And also that person who comes out, that lady who comes out, that woman who comes out from a house where she does not cover herself correctly, in such a way she reveals her body, and she becomes a target for shaitan to get hold of insan, and this will result in zina. So this person is also cursed. Someone has to call us a zani, a person who makes zina. Someone has to call us a curse. Someone has to call us disobedient to Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will he feel? But this is the exact same thing in the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned regarding a person who does not look after his gaze. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon these. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. So very important also is to stay away from the environments. One is a person has to go out to his workplace or wherever it is, but to be very careful and very watchful and be on guard all the time. So to protect ourselves from the unnecessary venturing out and going to places where this nudity is taking place, then we shouldn't go out. Where a person is in that environment, for some reason he has to go for some work, go as quickly as possible and come back. And engage in a lot of istighfar, a lot of dhikr, tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to focus the mind. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us.